USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Wisconsin prosecutor says no charges will be filed against a police officer who shot a black man during a domestic disturbance call, sparking days of protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Neither Kenosha police officer Rustin Shesky nor the man he shot in an August confrontation, Jacob Blake, will face charges, Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely announced Tuesday. Shesky shot Blake several times after the officer said Blake turned at him, armed with a knife. The shooting left Blake paralyzed from the waist down. And the Trump administration has opened up more of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska for oil exploration and production. The ruling opens about 23 million acres for development, now opening up about 80% of the reserve. Previous rules had only left half of the reserve open for exploration. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wall Street recovered from Monday's slump, boosted by a surge in oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 167 points on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 26 points to jump nearly 1%. And the NASDAQ also rose by close to 1%, adding 120 points. All three of the major indices fell by more than 1% on Monday. Georgians have taken to the polls Tuesday for two Senate runoff elections that could affect the balance of power in Congress. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox News that his state is well aware of what the election means for the country.
They understand that the House is going to be under Democratic control. They understand there's a possibility that the White House will be under Democratic control. And because of that, they understand how important it is for us to elect these two Republican senators to the United States Senate so that we have a backstop here. So that we have a way that if indeed the White House is under Democratic control, that we have a backstop and we can control this.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A former bank manager in Las Vegas managed to steal over $1 million from the government. Wyatt Cox has the story from the USA Radio News Nevada Bureau.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montano believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And one state lawmaker wants to make an odd declaration for his state, an official state dinosaur. Massachusetts State Representative Jack Lewis tweeted Monday that he planned on filing legislation to name an official dinosaur for the state. He then asked the public to help him choose which creature to nominate, offering two dinosaurs discovered in Massachusetts as options. If passed, Massachusetts would join 12 other states that already have an official state dino. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.